made it pretty long, but I want to touch on three men. I don't know how deep into it I'll go, but we'll feel like this morning. All three of them you'll find in Luke, in the 12th chapter of the book of Luke, in the 16th verse. Very familiar story. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentiful. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruit. And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all of my fruit and my goods. And I will say to my soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. And God said unto him, thou fool, this night thine soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall these things be which thou hast provided? So is he that laid up treasures for himself and is not rich towards God.
Amen.
You know, I know we realize that there's nothing wrong with laying up and saving, but forsaking God. I know that there's jobs, there's things that man is affiliated with, and seem like that he just gathers up everything that comes along and bestows it up for himself. But today I has no time for God. I has no time. I don't get his soul ready. This man, he laid up for himself. I don't have no more room. The bank is full. And everything that I touch, I seem like turns to money. Or turns to something good. For myself. And he said, to his soul, I have many, enough fruit, enough goods, I laid up for many, many years. He was looking on out yonder. I'm saying, the Bible said, lay not up for yourself treasures on earth. Brother, we don't know this night. Our soul may be required. I see another man. The Bible said that he was rich man. And he was clothed in purple and fine sumptuously every day. Listen, and then there was another man. His name, he was a beggar. And there was no record of this man that had pulled down his barn. Maybe there was a record of his birth here, but there was no record of him being born again. There was no record of eternal life. Listen, today the rich man that prayer substantially every day Maybe that there was a record of his life down in the county seat. I don't know. But there was no record of eternal life where he'd been born again. But there in the beggar, the Bible said that the rich man died, and in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment. But listen, there, no doubt, there was a beggar. I'd had nothing here. I had nothing laid up for himself. But all three of them died. I listened that night. This man's soul was required of him. Brother, and he was not rich. He was rich of the earthly things. But he was not rich in the eyes of God. Listen, and he had nothing laid up. Had nothing prepared. But the death come anyway. Listen, it's appointed unto man wants to die. Brother, and I'd rather be a poor beggar and have my treasures laid up on high. There's nothing wrong in having a few things laid up here. But listen, I would better be rich in the things of God. We better be rich and laid up and have a record of a birth that we can remember.
Amen.
Now listen, we got two births. We got a birth we can't remember. Right. We got a birth that we do remember.
Right.
And let's be rich. The birth that we can remember, that's when our name was written in the book of life. Brother, and they tell me all joy and go all the way and the death by the doorway of death and we can go where our treasures is.
Amen.
Listen, this poor beggar had nothing. Disarmed. Just to be fed. He didn't even get that. But he died also. All three of them had one thing in common. Death come. Death come to all. But listen, the poor beggar, the angels was there already and carried him safely home.
Amen.
To Abraham's bosom. That's where your treasures is at. Three had one thing in common, and that was death.
Right.
I mean, you're on our way to the doorway of death. What comes today, tonight, 10 years down the road, and our earthly possessions ain't gonna matter. It's our heart. It's where our heart's at. If we lay up treasures, no doubt, this poor beggar, he had a record that he already sent out. His name was recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Mm-hmm.
And the angels was there waiting for him to take his last breath.
Amen.
He made a supper. He suffered here for a season. But he was gone to his long home of rejoicing, comfort, and ease. And he didn't need of nothing because he had laid up his treasures and got ready. Paul, this man said, I know what I will do. I'll pull down my barns and I'll build greater barns.
Amen.
Maybe he had the sufficient to do it here. But what happened tomorrow? That night his soul was required of him. I don't care if it's a penny, nickel, or dime. If we put it between God, us and God, we have laid up for ourselves.
Amen.
It don't matter how much or what it is. We don't need to put it between us and God. Give God everything that we've got, and God will provide for us. He blessed us with what we got. He did. He blessed us for what little we got.
Amen.
You know what? Compare your treasures. If you head down the road, if you have a flat tire, you got a few dollars in the bank, you don't worry about that flat tire much. I'm just buying me another. But I've got something that will cover it. Well, brother, listen. If we got our treasures laid up yonder, it's like having money in the bank. Don't worry about tomorrow. If death comes, we got our treasures laid up.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. We're covered by the blood of the Lamb. I'm coming to a close, and I don't know why this morning that I just couldn't get away from that. And thought about these three men. And all three of them had one thing in common. That's all they had in common. It's death. It's death. But me and you have one thing in common. Our finances and our abilities, all different. But we got one thing in common. Death is on our trail. One by one, we're dropping out and going to our long home somewhere. Somewhere. I'm going to ask David to come and get a song.
164.
Let's stand. If you have a need to pray, don't put it off.
Amen.
Don't put it off. Because this night, your soul may be required of you.
Amen.
Take care of it today while we're able.